Hey, listeners, you are now tuned in to episode 9 of I Watch That, where we will be covering phase 3 of the MCU. Before we start, remember to follow our socials if you haven't already at I_watched_that on Instagram and Twitter. Okay, so today I've got Civil War and Kyle's got Endgame. This is going to be an intense discussion. That will lead to a separate like special or like bonus episode just so we can talk about some things more intensely so you don't have to hear us ramble in this one for too long. So let's get into this debate of an episode. Kyle, go first, tell us what Endgame's about and then get into your movie.
So doing Avengers Endgame, Avengers 4, the fourth Avengers film, came out 3 years ago. It was crazy. I can't believe it's been 3 years.
Only three. Wow.
I know, right? But yeah, so, well, spoilers for Infinity War, but this is set right, this is basically set right after Infinity War when Thanos, you know, snaps half the universe away. So in this movie is basically about them trying to get those people back that they lost. That's basically the entire premise of the movie. And it's with the remaining Avengers who didn't get snapped away, which is like about 10, I think, or something like that. The OG six, which definitely was on purpose. And then some other people.
Some other people.
Who are cool too, but OG six though. Yeah, so that's basically the gist of the movie. Should I just get on to the favorite and least favorite characters?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, well, the favorite is just the OG six.
Of course.
We're talking Iron Man. We're talking Cat. We're talking Black Widow. We're talking Hawkeye. We're talking Hulk. And wait, did I miss one?
Wait, what did you say? Iron Man, Black Widow, Hulk.
Thor, Captain America, Hawkeye? Yeah. I think I got them all.
Yeah, you didn't mention Hawkeye before.
Okay, there we go. So yeah, those are the OG six, meaning the six original members from the first Avengers movie, like really. But yeah, it's Iron Man and like Cap are the one that have like the definitive arcs. They're great. Like Iron Man's so good. And especially at the beginning, it's like you really see him at different points, like especially when he gets saved by Captain Marvel and then he's like all like withered and like, you know, weak. And he's like kind of going like it's a really great performance from Robert Downey Jr. actually at the beginning of the movie, because he's like clearly not OK. He's like clearly in shock and like broken that he like, you know, that he lost.
Yeah.
Like, quite badly. And then also, I think him losing Peter, like Spider-Man also really, I think, dug really into him.
Yeah.
Because as we got onto later with Civil War, the entire point of him, his motivation was a kid dying, and then it happens again. So like, and it's completely his fault, basically. Not completely, but it's kind of. But yeah, and his arc throughout the movie is amazing. I loved, which I'll talk about later, though. I'll just get to the other ones. I really like Hulk in this one, because it's like Smart Hulk, where he's like, but he's like, it really caught me off guard, because I didn't know this during the movie, because that's actually the one thing that was really good about this movie, is that the trailers gave nothing away. Like, you don't really know what's happening. It doesn't show much in the movie, to be honest. Probably still one of the best trailers, because it does not give, like, I was really surprised throughout the whole movie, because I really didn't know what was going to happen. They didn't really say what the movie was going to be about. All you know is that, like, obviously they're going to do something about what happened in the last movie, but you don't know how, right?
Yeah.
Also, it's a really interesting thing about this movie. Also, the longest MCU movie. But also, it takes, like, 50 minutes to get to the first action sequence.
Really?
Yeah, it's actually sequence with Hawkeye, where he's like, he's in Japan. Really cool sequence, by the way. But yeah, it's the first one. Like, for a solid 50 minutes, there is like really no big action set pieces, because I wouldn't even count the one with Thanos really a big action set piece. Like, it's so quick. It's not really an action set piece, really. So yeah, I really like they kind of just like really dug into the characters. It almost felt like a really like it almost felt like a very serious drama. Almost felt like kind of like you know the Leftovers show from HBO.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, it almost felt like that a little
bit. Okay, yeah.
Like an MCU version of it, right? Where it was actually, because that was not as nearly as big as this one, because this is like 50% of the universe. That was like, I think, a few percent of the universe, but still it shows how a lot of people still went away, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's very similar vibes, I feel. And I feel like they really did a good job with this movie, with the drama and the actual seriousness, like effects of what just happened.
Yeah.
It's like, basically, I would say the first hour of this movie is just basically just depressed superheroes for an hour.
Yeah. Yeah, you are right. Like, you're not wrong.
Like, straight up, like, Cap's depressed. Black Widow's depressed. Like, Thor. Iron Man's not depressed. Thor's very depressed. Which, oh my God. I was talking about that later. But yeah, but getting to Smart Hulk, though. But yeah, I really liked his, like, I thought he was really funny. And the CGI was really good on him. I'm kind of miss seeing Mark Ruffalo, but it's fine.
Yeah, right? Like,
it. Yeah, it's true. Like, you don't really see him for the whole movie. Like,
but you see him as
Hulk. Kind of.
In yeah, a you way, see, like, yeah, you can yeah. see his face.
Yeah. Of course. And his voice. And yeah, it's quite good, the CGI in the movie. But yeah, so I remember Hulk dabbing.
Oh, God. That whole thing was just, like, cringe in a cute way. And he was like...
It was so... funny. I remember, like, when he dabbed, I was like, wait, what's happening? Like, I was in the theater going, like, wait, is this real?
I actually read that, like, some people, including one of I think the original Hulk, like from that TV show where he was just the jacked guy painted in green,
yeah,
they were pissed off because they're like, oh, Hulk's supposed to be scary, Marvel's stupid, they ruined it, you know, now he's this like kid friendly guy who takes pictures with people.
I thought families. It was amazing, and then the Ant-Man moment even got me more.
I liked it. I thought it was interesting.
I thought it was brilliant, and I'm glad they keep on doing it. I think
She-Hulk, right?
Yeah, and She-Hulk show, and he looks pretty much just CJ looks really good in that show. Besides, She-Hulk looks a little iffy, but the Hulk show, like the Hulk, what he looks like in the show, looks pretty much the same here. When I was
looking at
it. I think it's because they just basically just use the same model. So
yeah,
that's how computers work. But yeah, he's great in it. Thor is amazing in it. It's like this really depressed, like, Hulk that kind of just like gave up. You know, he gained a little bit of weight. He's just playing video games. He's drinking beer. Like, honestly, kind of relatable because, like, you know, like sometimes that happens to people. Sometimes they give up. Something bad really happened to him. And I think it's also worse for him because
he lost everyone.
He lost everyone. And also, it was like he could have aimed for the head, which is true.
So you just have that immense guilt.
Yeah. Survivor's guilt to the immense degree.
I kind of like, there's so many wishes, you know, kind of wish maybe they touched upon that more instead of him mm-hmm. kind of being like,
this like a joke,
like this punchline. Like, he was actually depressed, you know,
he was straight up depressed. Like, it was sad. I think though, he does have a really good moment though. Because like for the most part movie it's a joke with him being all that, but I do really like the moments with his mom.
I thought that was really good
because the actress is amazing. I think her name's Renee Russo. She's really great, and they have really good moments in that movie, even though it's very small. Like, it's maybe like a scene or two, but it's really good. Like, she gives him a really good like motherly advice, and it's very sweet, and it's exactly what he needed.
And there was not a dry eye in the theater, I presume. Mm-hmm. I cried a lot during that movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, don't even get me started. That's basically all my favorite scenes are when I cried.
Yeah.
But yeah, Thor's great, Hulk's great. I really like, I know you don't like the way that Black Widow goes.
Yeah, just we'll save it for the next one, you know, for the
bonus. But I really do like... I really do like her character. And I like that she gets a lot of screen time in this movie, I would say. Maybe, especially compared to Infinity War, she's like barely in that movie. But I would say she probably gets the most screen time, even though she's gone like 2 hours in. She gets like, I don't know, like I feel like a good amount of screen time, maybe the most in a movie she's been, because she's in it a lot. Yeah, I liked her being with Hawkeye, which was nice because you hadn't seen her with Hawkeye in like a while.
Yeah, and they're close,
and I really liked their friendship. I think it's very sweet, and like, it really goes to like, I think my favorite part of that movie is when I think she says, oh, I don't, you never judged me on my worst mistakes. Like she's never judging him on his worst mistakes, because he kind of did the same thing that she did, where he literally becomes an assassin and starts killing like all these criminals. Right.
Yeah.
And I thought that that was very good, like very good, like parallels and in both their journey. I thought that was interesting. And then did I forget someone else? Thor, Black Widow. God, there's too many. Cap. Yeah, Cap's great in this. Really good. America's Ass is the perfect moment.
Oh my God. Yes. And they, you know, they ruined it though when he shaved his beard. I'm just gonna say, you know.
Should've really?
I should've kept the beard, but I understand, but you know, he looks awesome. That's just a Chris Evans thing, not a Captain America.
He did have a good beard, though, I have to admit. It was a good beard, but like, come on. He has to be Cap, has to be all clean shaven and stuff for him. Also, it's good. He kind of had to do that because of the mission, like that then, like where they go back in time, right? Because then his other one would have recognized that, like, oh, what's going on there? Yeah, so yeah, I guess I'll just, yeah, those are basically my favorite characters, OG6. Also really liked Rocket. I thought he was really funny, even though he was terribly being Man throughout the entire movie.
Oh, I love him. And it just makes it even better that it's Bradley Cooper. I don't know why, but it's just Rocket even better.
Yeah. Eamon's also really good in this movie. I like the moment where he finds his daughter and then his he's really fighting for to get his wasp back, because she's gone along with both her parents.
Yeah.
So that's what makes it quite good and why he wants everyone back, even though he still has his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Nebula is also really good, because there's like two different versions of her, and you kind of see like how she changes throughout the couple of movies she's in. So that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Least favorite is probably just Thanos was good, but like not as good as in the other movie, because that was literally his movie. So what can you do, really? But I think he's not my least favorite, but like definitely not as good as before. Also, I do miss old Gamora. Kind of sucks we have to like reset with that, but that'll be interesting for them to deal with in the Guardians 3 movie. I want to get to the main arc. So the main arc of Iron Man, I thought it was really brilliant, because it really finishes off his entire arc in like all, I don't know how much movies in, but he's in a lot of movies. But I really liked him sacrificing himself. Weirdly surprised. Weirdly, I didn't see it coming, even though I probably should have. Because I think I saw Cap. I thought Cap was going to sacrifice himself, because, you know, that's what he does.
Yeah, that's
But I'm kind of glad they did the opposite arcs for both, in which Iron Man sacrificed. Because at the start of, you know, these movies, he's an asshole. He's very selfish. And he doesn't care about anyone else besides himself. And everyone says that about him in the entire movie. It's like quite clear. So like how this movie, like he has a family now and he still sacrifices himself for half of the universe, I guess. And I don't know, I thought that was really amazing to see like a character make that decision and like that development he had. And I know you have problems with this, but I really do like Cap's ending. Which you will get to later in the
film. Yes.
But I thought because at the with Iron Man, they built with like parallel arcs where Captain America is at the start very selfless person, maybe too selfless, right? Yeah. Where like especially the scene where he like lands on the grenade, even though it's not even an actual live grenade.
Yeah,
like, that goes to show what the person that is. Like Iron Man, the first movie, he wouldn't do that.
No
shot. He would have either ran away or figured some way to like, you know, because he's smarty to like, you know, get rid of it or something. But anyways, yeah, so I really liked him being very selfless at the beginning. And then I wouldn't say being selfish at the end, but in a way he kind of is, because he's finally, because I feel like his whole, not just his arc, but his whole life really is him not only being selfless, but him being a soldier, you know?
Yeah.
He's constantly just being like a soldier. He's constantly fighting, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of sad. So I like the fact that at the very end, he stopped. He finally gave in and stopped fighting and got like the nice, quiet life he deserved. Kind of like what Iron Man got, only for 5 years, though, unfortunately. Yeah. But I'm glad he got that, you know, because I think he deserved it. And he's a little romantic because he's only had the one girl.
Barf, get a fuck off, man.
Wait, what? Oh, not Bucky? You.
Oh, not what? Bucky, not Bucky. I'm talking about Cap.
Oh, Cap. Oh, Barf, like, you know? I don't know. I think it's very sweet. Also, I just really like Peggy. That's also why this really worked for me. Because I generally didn't see it coming. I was like, oh, I don't think they could work a way around this to make it happen for him. But they did. But yeah, I really liked those. Both main arcs are really great. And I really liked Black Widow's main arc too. Of her also sacrificing herself. Because it was, like she said, it was cleaning her ledger, like getting the red off her ledger, because she did some terrible shit, really. Like, out of everyone in the Avengers, she did like actual bad shit. Like, she was an assassin for years, even though it wasn't her fault. She was getting controlled by like terrible people. And also, she just wanted to save her best friend's life, which was, and also the fact that not just her best friend's life, but, you know, he's a father. He is literally a family, you know. But it's still heartbreaking, though. Like, that was a moment that was truly heartbreaking to see. But yeah, and then I guess I'll get to my favorite scenes, basically all the scenes in which I cried, and so let's list them all.
Okay, Kyle, let's do that. I probably cried in the same one.
Okay, I think this is the first one, but I'm not 100% sure. Oh, actually, is it? I don't really know. This wasn't really me crying, but it was like a really good moment I liked, in which Cap, he ends up in 1970 with Iron Man, and he sees Peggy for like the first time in maybe a very long time, especially like Peggy with, you know, not Alzheimer's Peggy in the Winter Soldier, like Peggy as her, like she's always been.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, it's so sweet. And then I was like, kind of seeing, like, why are they showing her? Something's going to happen probably. So that's what I thought. But it's when I figured out something was going to happen, clearly. I didn't know it was going to be like her, him, and, you know, but her at the end. But yeah, that was a really great moment. Got a little teary eyed. The other moments are obviously when Black Widow died, and then Tony died, and then his funeral.
Oh my God, yeah.
Also, really liked his last message scene too. Like, you know, where he's, I think, I figured who was there. I think it was Pepper's daughter, Happy. Morgan, Happy Rhodey. Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah. They did have different cuts though, where actually Cap was there too. But they didn't put him in for some reason, which I find kind of weird. Kind of would be nice if Peter was there too, to be honest. But you know what? Still being a little picky. But those are my favorite scenes. They were like heartbreaking. I cried. It was upsetting. I cried like four times in the movie, I think. But I think that's about what covers it pretty much.
Okay.
Now on to Civil War, which is funny because this is the beginning. This is like around the ending, basically, of Phase 3, kind of, not completely. And you're the beginning of Phase 3.
Right. I'll be talking about Civil War. What's it about? Brief summary is it's just about the Avengers, because they're kind of almost all in it, which is funny because it's a solo movie, but figuring out what they're gonna do. People are pissed off that whenever the Avengers go to fight for them, that there is damage, and it's kind of just like, okay, so do we stay our own private like entity, or are we going to be controlled by the government to call us in when they need us, and then like if they don't need us, we just whatever, don't do anything. So that's it, and I will get into great detail why that is complete bullshit, but favorite character, obviously Steve. I'm team Cap all the way,
of course.
I like Falcon and Bucky because that's kind of when you know you get to kind of see their friendship start out.
True.
In this movie.
Yeah.
And then I like Black Widow and Wanda, just because you get to see Wanda. What was it? Oh my God, there was a line, and she was like, "They think I'm a monster," and I'm like, "Girl, don't you just wait and see what."
I know, right?
You have no idea what you're
doing. I'm like, you don't even know what's gonna happen. And it's like really bad.
I just wish Steve never died, because if he saw this, he could be like, oh, I guess I was wrong.
But Wanda, no. Really?
Yeah, and with Steve, this is just what I, when we were talking the first few episodes about this, this is him just, he's just like, fuck the system now completely. This is, yes, where you get, yes, Infinity War Cap from Endgame Cap. Like, he's just done with all this like bullshit of like being told what, mm-hmm, to do. Like, and I, you know, people are like, probably if anyone's team Iron Man, they're just like, well, you know what, he was just being stubborn and whatnot. But he was right about how agendas do change. Like, I am, mm-hmm, very sorry. What the fuck does the U.S. government think they're going to do against a fucking alien threat?
They have no idea.
To that capacity, like, imagine what you're going to square off the U.S. military to fight Thanos.
Yeah, I know.
Like, you have none of the resources they do. They have a Hulk. You have a, yeah, tank. And they have, like, an Iron Man tank suit or whatever. So it's just, like, you can't. I don't know. I just get what he's getting at. I think in this movie, Iron Man was just getting tired. So when that woman approached him at the elevator, he was just like, yeah, I guess so. Cause he's doing this. Well, actually, well, you know, I think he's doing this. He was on that woman's side to, first of all, obviously ease his guilt, his conscience.
Yeah. He's so guilty. It's crazy.
And then he's just kind of tired and, right, like, I guess, I can't remember, like, there's like a bit of a thing with him and Pepper, and then just,
oh yeah, he's not, he, having, yeah, yeah,
I think he just kind of wants a bit of normal to his life, which I can't blame him. You're a superhero, I'd want normal too, and you're on call a lot of the time. But I think it was just selfish. And then it's like when Captain America said agendas change, he's right. I feel, yeah, like I just said that. Maybe I
did. Yeah, you did. It's okay. Did I? Oh, okay.
Yes, agendas do change. So, like, there's an, they'll call you for things they don't need, and then they won't call you for things that you really need. And then you're going to have more, yeah, mass casualty deaths, which is going to be way worse than, because, mm-hmm, I just don't understand how they're angry. Like, with the whole Sokovia thing is what they were pissed off about mostly, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because of Wanda, would have wanted it.
But like, Tony literally had that country on his back to save it from falling or whatever.
It literally blows up.
Like, it was going to blow. Like, the whole, like, so you would have had like millions of people dead versus whatever, 15 people dead. So it really, mm-hmm, doesn't make sense what they're asking for. I don't know, but that's just, it doesn't make sense to me, where it's like, well, you know what? We lost 15 people. Yeah, you could have lost millions of people.
Yeah.
So isn't this kind of like the price you have to pay? Like, it's just the ethical thing to do is for them to go in there. Like, most of the country, weren't they evacuated on the ship anyways?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They got rid of pretty much everyone, actually. It's really just a chunk of land that got destroyed.
Yeah. But yeah, that'll take me into my least favorite, which is Tony, because like I said, he only agreed because of his own guilt. He's tired. He's like, we need to be put in check. Like, what the fuck, for what? Like, you guys are just saving the universe. You don't need to be put in check for anything. Like, I don't know. And then Zemo, like, they tried their best with Sokovia. Like, it's not their fault your, like, wife and kid died. It's actually, if it's anyone's fault, it's probably Tony and Banner's, because they went ahead and did Ultron, made them.
Yeah, I know, it's their fault. It's their fault they made Ultron.
Right, like, they really didn't have to, but they did.
Yeah.
So whatever with that. Maybe that's why Tony felt even more guilty, because he's like, that literally did not have to happen. Why did it's my fault, because I forced Bruce into doing this.
He did though.
He did. So my favorite storyline and character arc, obviously, Steve Rogers. Like I said, he's getting stronger. It's where he's more independent. Like you said, right? He started out as a soldier, right? He started out, mm-hmm, young and naive. He wanted to help people, be selfless. Mm-hmm. But now he's just like, fuck the system. And then I also like seeing more Falcon and seeing like Bucky get back to like a certain degree. Obviously not the 100% Bucky we see in the show, but yeah, he's getting there. He's very close. This is before he gets sent off to Wakanda. So
yeah.
My favorite scene, it's like just quite simple, the big fight scene between both teams.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, that's an amazing scene. Which is like, funny, I didn't even talk about like the huge fight scene at Endgame, but I had to focus on the small moments.
Avengers assemble! Oh my gosh,
great awesome. Moment! Great moment.
He took he had the hammer. I can't pronounce Mjoln.
Yeah, those are also great moments that I just didn't talk about because I wanted to focus on the other one.
It's okay, Kyle. I really liked that scene because we were introduced to Tom Holland Spider-Man.
Oh my god, also Black Panther too, I just forgot.
Yeah, we were introduced to Black Panther.
Wow, what a crazy movie.
We're kind of introduced to that trio of, I don't know, they're my favorites, Bucky, Sam, and Steve. I thought that was like a fun scene, and then obviously Black Widow's, we knew she wasn't 100% Team Iron Man, so.
Well, yeah, obviously, she was in Cap's movie. Well, actually, no, she was in also Iron Man's movie, but, like, She doesn't like Iron Man that much.
I know, like, even he was surprised. He's like, what, you're agreeing with me right now? And she's like, yeah.
For now.
Did Ant-Man have a movie before that, or is this when we meet Ant-Man?
Yeah, this is his second appearance, yeah. Oh my god, okay. Also Ant-Man's in this movie. This is crazy. This is basically an Avengers movie.
It might as well have been. That's why when it came out, I was like, this Captain America? Nah, it's gotta be an Avengers movie. No, because Hulk and Thor were gone, but essentially I think that's when the timeline for like Ragnarok was happening.
Yeah, Ragnarok happens, I think, technically a year after this movie, but like, yeah, he's on Sakaar though, I think. He's on that planet.
He's over there. Yeah. So that's kind of it for me, but like I said, Sokovia Accords, dumb concept. Like, who's gonna stop low-key types? Who's going to stop these alien like fucking psychos? The American like police can't do it, you know. Army can't do it. You can't have the Avengers on call like the army. They're their own entity, and anyone will be lucky enough to have. I mean, like, not really, because they destroyed New York, but like, what are they supposed to do?
But like, they helped it from being destroyed completely. It was gonna get it blown up in a nuke, and they stopped that.
Actually, you know what I've always said? I would pay to see a movie just dealing with the aftermath of these fights.
Like, just like cleaning up. Well, that's what damage control is for, actually. They showed them in the Spider-Man movies, but yeah, basically, which is also funded by Iron Man because he feels bad, so he has to also get money from all the stuff that he made a mess of.
But like, honestly, I would just like that one movie where it's just like, oh no, the Avengers are fighting, and then there goes my car.
Oh my god.
You know, just I want to see this from like a random person's perspective.
Like, is there insurance for it? Like, do they get insurance, like superhero damage, collateral damage?
In this like, universe, you probably have to.
Like, there goes my condo.
There are so many funny TikToks about that, like being on hold with your insurance. It's like, ooh, no, your plan only covers Hulk, Black Widow. you need to upgrade for the Iron Man and Captain America. Funny God, shit. I love that. But I don't know. That was just my, you know, Team Cap is obvious. I don't know who's Team Iron Man. If you are, you can fight me. I don't think you're right.
I'm not. I've never been, by the way.
No, not you. Just whoever's listening.
Okay, good.
Because I know you're Team Cap. It just makes more sense. Like, because I just know in my head, if you were to like, America would not call them for the right thing.
Yeah.
But like, if there's like a peaceful protest, they'd probably be like, yo, we need the Avengers. Go fuck them up right now. It's America. Of course they do that.
Yeah, that's true.
But that's kind of it on mine, and that's it on Kyle's, and I'm very excited because that means we are wrapping up this episode to go into our bonus episode, which will not be as long, just a short whatever on whatever with Endgame.
Yes.
So Kyle, if you want to take us out of this one.
Oh, Yes, sure. Okay, thanks for tuning in to episode 9 of I Watch That, where we focused on some films from phase 3 of the MCU. Next episode will be on phase 4, where Franz got Franz got Falcon and the Winter Soldier, and I got Spider-Man No Way Home. Follow our socials linked in the episode description and check out our special that's out now for some more Endgame talk. Check you next time.